If you notice some strange objects floating in the water through the Sackville Waterfowl Park this week, rest assured they are there on purpose as part of a research project out of Mount Allison University. Researchers and recent Mount A grads, Isaac Acker and Alexia McCormick, are setting traps in the waterfowl park in hopes of finding out more about possible turtle populations in the area. CHMA stopped by to hear more.
My name's Alexia. I am a recent graduate and research assistant on the Tantramar Turtle Mystery Project.
And good day, my name's Isaac Acker. I'm a recent graduate from Mount Allison University in biology, and I'm a research tech here at Mount Allison University researching on the turtle gap in New Brunswick.
Okay, turtle mystery, turtle gap. What is the story here, folks?
There is currently a lack of scientific information regarding the presence of turtles in the Sackville-Tantramar area. And so we are hoping to gain knowledge from community members in the Sackville-Tantramar area to help us basically find turtles in the area to kind of close the gap.
Okay, so these you've got these traps in the water here. We're looking at one here by the Doncaster Bridge in the Sackville Waterfowl Park. Can you explain how these contraptions work?
Yeah, so basically these contraptions work similar to an eel trap where we have a bait in there, oftentimes nice stinky sardines, which attract the turtles into the trap to the point where they can't find their way out, almost like a lobster trap. And therefore they sit there and we come and check these traps every day, and therefore we're able to find turtles if they are here, which come from far and wide as they are attracted by the stinky fish.
What are your expectations in terms of the turtle population around here?
So we expect the population to be pretty low just based on there being limited sightings around, but we do hope that there is hopefully a population of snapping turtles around, although potentially pretty small and having a lot of older individuals. We also hope to potentially find some painted turtles out in the less explored ponds around this town.
Are you looking for them anywhere else besides the waterfowl park?
Yes, so we have at least 10 different water systems we are looking throughout Sackville for these turtles, such as the close lake here and several of the drainage rivers which flow into the Bay of Fundy.
Okay. What's the status of these turtles? I know the painted turtle, not a lot of them around.
Yeah, so recently in Nova Scotia, right next to us, the painted turtle and snapping turtle have actually just been moved up in ranks as there become less turtles around. And it is relatively unknown what the rank is of the turtles around Sackville, such as the painted and snapping turtle, as there has been almost no studies done on them, although they are present in parts of western New Brunswick, such as around Fredericton.
So when you say the rank moved up, is that good or bad? What do you mean there?
That is bad. So that would be like a turtle going from near threatened to endangered, which they are right now in Nova Scotia, with all three of their turtle species there. And we could see this potentially happening here as well. So that's why we wanted to see if these turtles are actually present here, so that we can help further protect them as they're starting to do in Nova Scotia.
Okay, all right. I guess you're saying there's a data gap, so we don't even know historically, I guess, if, you know, 20, 30, 40, 100 years ago, if there was turtles around here.
Yeah, so we only have information on that from community members. So we have people reaching out telling us that they have seen a turtle at Silver Lake or at the Waterfowl Park, but there's no scientific knowledge really regarding the history of their presence or current information on their presence.
They are like one of the important species for marshland habitat, and that's what we want to see if they're actually here, because they can help with stuff like removing carrion from the bottom of the riverbed. They can also help with stopping invasive species like goldfish, which are oftentimes present around marshlands which are close to human settlements. So we're hoping that if their turtles are here, we find them, are able to help and see how the marshland recovers from initially being built, and hope to see this major species, the turtle, present here, while also seeing that maybe some turtles have come into the waterfowl park since its creation, because they are mainly fully aquatic species and require water for most of their daily tasks, especially with the painted and the snapping turtle.
Okay, all right. So if there are turtles here, then that's actually a sign of health in this marsh?
Yes, so it's one of the better signs of health in the marsh to have active reptiles here, such as the turtles, which are oftentimes a larger predator in the area. And with them being present here, it means that there's a large enough food quantity, stuff like insects, fish, and amphibians, for them to be able to exist here, which shows the marsh is really healthy.
So you mentioned that you're reaching out to local residents to gather info. So, like, what kind of information are you looking for?
We're basically just asking them if they have ever seen a turtle in the Sackville or Tantramar area. You know, what type of turtle, if they know the location of it. And then we're looking to get permission to access the area that they potentially saw a turtle.
So funnily enough, we actually had someone commented on Facebook with us saying that he had once seen a painted turtle here 30 years ago. So they could be here, they might not be, but we have to go out and look to see if they're actually here.
Have you heard from anyone else besides the commenter on Facebook?
Yep, so we've heard quite a bit about a couple of potential turtles in around Silver Lake, which we are happy to go look at. And just that there's been, back in like 50 years ago, people used to see a lot of turtles around, and that recently they haven't. So we kind of want to see if those turtle populations are still here or not. But we're always open to suggestions from the community members to where they've seen these adorable little turtles.
If people see one, they should, I'm guessing, take pics, take a note of the area, but not touch it or disturb it, right?
Yeah, so basically what we're asking is if you do see a turtle around Sackville or Tantramar area, just email our lab at imacker@mta.ca, and we will definitely look into those sightings, as it would generally help us to be able to understand how these turtle populations are doing in Tantramar and see if the university and the government can do anything to help them.
All right.
That's Isaac Acker and Alexia McCormick, Mount Allison researchers, speaking from the Doncaster Bridge in the Sackville Waterfowl Park, current site of one of their turtle traps. The pair say they will move the traps around and will be responding to feedback from the public about where turtles may be living in the Tantramar region. The project goes until September.